Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 26th of October, and this morning we woke up in cloudy morning on 25 degrees Celsius and showers at beach communities and ECR. Weather forecast for today predicts cloudy with a shower and overcast over the night with temperatures from low 24 to high 32 with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 56%. Winds from northeast to northerly winds on 18 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. Rain from Tuesday evening to Friday may lead to flooding. Currently, air pressure is 1012.80 millibars and relative humidity is 81%, which can lead to headache or migraine to those who are sensitive. And from Government of India comes the following announcement of summary of observation recorded at yesterday in the morning. It is written, conditions are favorable for the commencement of northeast monsoon rains over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry in southern parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh, Ralasima and adjoining areas of Kerala and Karnataka around 28th of October. In view of the onset of northeast monsoon, coastal areas of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Lakshadweep area would experience squally weather from 26th of October onward. Hence, fishermen are advised to be cautious while venture into sea. Rainfall occurred at many places over South Tamil Nadu and few places over Kerala and Lakshadweep. Isolated rainfall occurred over North Tamil Nadu, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh, and dry weather prevailed Rayalaseema and Karnataka. So we can expect some heavy rain, actually the beginning of monsoon. Moon is almost full, illuminated to 99%, and full moon occurs tomorrow in Taurus, and that one would be another and the last one of supermoons. During the past year we have seen 5 supermoons, this will be the 6th and the last of 2015. The term supermoon refers to the moon being closer to Earth, so it appears larger in the sky. So this particular moon will be 14% closer to Earth and 30% brighter. Supermoons can also cause higher tides, earthquakes and general upheaval in Mother Nature and within our own souls. And there is an air of quiet fortitude and solid wisdom on this full moon, which makes for a pleasant change after all the retrograde madness and eclipses season turmoil of the recent past. The plenilune occurs in Taurus and signaling a point of consolidation for the hectic transformation currents that have been brewing for the past months. On Thursday, 5th of November, which is the next week at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to an active resident assembly and an introductory meeting. But you are invited to this introductory meeting if you have already signed up for the new Active Resident Assembly experiment or if you would like to sign up now. And this meeting, they will clarify once again the aims and proposed functioning of the Active Resident Assembly, and they will also decide together upon the topics they would like to focus upon in their monthly meetings, and they will decide the topic which will come up first. And that is invitation from the Governance Task Group. From Adi Shakti Laboratory for Theatre, Arts Research in Eden Chavadi, we were invited for 11 shows, The Tenth Head. From Tuesday to Saturday, it would be one show at 8 p.m. and on Sunday there will be two shows, one at 3 p.m. and one at 6:30 p.m. So this week, The Tenth Head, this is the last play, directed by late Meenapani Chawla and written by Vinod Kumar. We are invited for a four-day seminar on Living Sustainable Tomorrows by Auroville Green Practice between 28th to 31st of October. Auroville Green Practices invites community members to participate in their upcoming seminar, Living Sustainable Tomorrows, and participants will engage with the challenge of the building a sustainable India by looking at the present challenges in key areas like the environment, energy, and the economy. Another important aspect of sustainability concerns changing the paradigmic perspective that are endangering the world, and this implies a process of personal discovery and transformation as prerequisite for anybody wishing to be a leader in sustainable change. This is a full-day program and participants are requested to attend all sessions, including the shared dinners. No seminar fee will be charged for Auroreans and newcomers, however, they request contribution towards food expenses. If you are interested in participating, you can contact ISMAT under info@akpoworkshops.com. Theatre Dance Company from France will arrive in Oroville on November 2nd for the entire month of November, and they will train a new creation dance studio to conduct a month-long research period in the search for a theatre where future meets the present. The company is formed of multicultural artists. They all met during their studies at L'École Jacques Lecoq in Paris and formed a company in 2013. The company found a mutual curiosity in breaking the current forms of theatre in trying to find the future of theatre and where it's going. To express a way to translate the essence of space and time through the movement of actors. In exchange for using the studio, they offered to do two workshops per week in November with Aurovillian's newcomers and guests. The schedule for the workshop will be Monday 9 to 11 a.m. and Wednesday 9 and 11 a.m. And the theme for the workshop is how to express poetry through movement. If you're interested in participating or need extra info, you need to contact Savitri on 89404776667. A Korean percussionist, Bamboo, is offering Samba School of Brazilian Percussions. He teaches a dynamic and enthusiastic type of Brazilian percussion. This class is to open their social project and the percussion performance group Phoenix in Oroville and to bring up talented youth and train them to become professional percussion group. The youth of Oroville who has experience and talent in percussion is most welcome. They will conduct auditions. The workshop will be going on at Udavi School Complex on Tuesday, Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. For information, you can call on 809-890-003634. Tomorrow at Teachers Center in Sarian Complex, the Teachers Center invites teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education at 4 p.m. This week, the topic will be first, brief explanation of mother's four schooling stages of Oroville, second, exploration of common discussion of designing a curriculum framework for the last school and after school stages, and the conversation will be facilitated by Subhash, and together with him, you will explore the symbolism behind the names that the mother has mentioned of four schools: last school, after school, super school, and no school. This afternoon at Savitri Bhavan at 6:30 p.m. there will screen meditations on Savitri Book 3, The Book of the Divine Mother, Canto 1-4, The Pursuit of the Unknowable, The Adoration of the Divine Mother, The House of the Spirits and the New Creation, and The Vision and the Boon. But at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we will see Indian Drama Romance, Tano with Manu Returns, made in India in 2015 by director Anand Rai. Tomorrow they will screen drama Times and Winds, made in Turkey in 2006 by director Reha Erdem. And on Wednesday we will see a cultural documentary, Revolution in Four-Part Harmony, made in South Africa in 2002 by director Lee Hirsch. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "A divine harmony shall be Earth's law. Beauty and joy emerald her way to life." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.